Princess Mirabel and the Magic Shoes. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. Read by Sophie Thompson. The Magic Shoes.
Hey you, yes you, turn around, look over your shoulder,
sang Ellen's brother Luke into the microphone. Ellen was sitting in the village hall watching Luke's band Breakneck rehearse for the Battle of the Bands. The hall was nearly empty, but that evening it would be packed with fans of the six different bands who were entering the competition. As well as being Breakneck's singer, Luke wrote most of their songs, including this one.
It's me, yes me, turn around, I'm still here,
he sang. Then he wandered moodily around the stage while the lead guitarist Steph played a twangy solo. Steph, who never smiled, wore frayed baggy black trousers with a pointless chain hanging out of the pocket and a black T-shirt with orange flames on it. The solo went on and on. Steph's so good at the guitar, Ellen whispered to Steph's sister Serafina, who was sitting next to her.
I know,
said Serafina. She was 2 years older than Ellen and dressed very much like her brother, except that her T-shirt had a silver skull on it.
But I bet they don't win. I don't think they should have chosen this song. It's not going to get people dancing. Steph wrote a much better one called Savage.
Ellen couldn't imagine Steph writing anything dancey, but she was quite shy of Serafina and didn't say so. Besides, she had just remembered something. Dancing, help! I'm going to be late for ballet! She picked up a bag from the floor.
You've got the wrong bag. That's mine,
said Serafina, who also went to ballet but to a later class. Sorry. Ellen grabbed her own bag and hurried to the door. At least she didn't have far to go. The ballet classes were held in a room called the studio, which was above the hall. Ellen ran up the stairs. The changing room was empty. The other girls must be in the studio already, but Ellen couldn't hear any music, so the class couldn't have started yet. Hurriedly, she put on her pink leotard and ballet shoes and scooped her hair into the hairnet, which Madame Jolie, the ballet teacher, insisted they all wear. Madame Jolie was very fussy about how they looked and could pounce on a girl for the smallest thing, such as crossing the ribbons on her ballet shoes in the wrong way. Ellen was just giving herself a quick check in the full-length mirror when a voice said, "What's happened to your feet?" It was a voice that she knew very well. It was coming from the mirror and it belonged to Princess Mirabel. Ellen and Mirabel had met several times before. Mirabel looked just like Ellen's reflection, but instead of staying in the mirror as reflections usually do, she had a habit of coming out of it. She was much cheekier and naughtier than Ellen, and she was always boasting about her life in the palace and the magic things which she said happened to her. Ellen hadn't seen Mirabel for a while, and she wasn't sure how pleased she was to see her now. All too often, Mirabel had got them both into trouble and then escaped into a mirror, leaving Ellen to take the blame. Mirabel, you can't come to my dancing class, she said now, then added, What do you mean about my feet anyway? What's wrong with them? They're not dancing, said Princess Mirabel, leaping out of the mirror into the changing room. She was wearing an identical leotard and ballet shoes to Ellen's, and a hairnet too, though she pulled this off and flung it to the ground with a shudder, saying, I must have walked through a spider's web. Then she began to prance around the room, pointing her toes and waving her arms. Stop! You'll tire yourself out before the class has even started, said Ellen. I can't stop, and I'm surprised that you can. I think you should take your shoes back to the elves and complain. What elves? Asked Ellen. But already Mirabel